Okay, December 10th, 2018. Tonight's Chabura topic is Hadlaka versus Hatava in terms of the nature of the mitzvah of menorah in the Migdash. Sources for this was Shir and Wayutor from Rav Reich, who's a Ram in Yeshivat Shalavim. I heard another shibah of Einhorn, and there's a piece in the beginning of Baaloscha in the Mincha Sasha. So basically, we're going to start like asking questions: one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. How do they, relate to each other? What happens in the morning, in the evening? Is there a difference in the morning, in the evening? What happens if you find the nair extinguished? What do you do? What happens if you find an air still burning? What do you do? So there are different shitot in the Rishonim, and that's what I want to discuss tonight. If you look at the psukim in source one, the psukim use different verbs, and it's not so clear. So let's look at source one, Shmos and Perachav Zayin. So there I underlined the verb lahalot, to raise up, these candles. And then the pasuk continues, boom away, mechutz laparocha, sesh al haidus, ya'aroch. Again, ya'aroch to
arrange,
set them up. Oso aron uvanav, me'erev ad boker. So me'erev ad boker sounds like it's a nighttime activity. You should do this activity of yaroch et anerot me'erev ad boker lifnei Hashem chukas olam adorosam me'es b'nei Israel. If you look at the next source, Shmos Perek Lamed, though, they introduce another verb, v'iktir alav. Now this one is talking about the ketoret. And the pasuk says, "V'ktir lav aron ketoret samim baboker baboker." You should offer the ketoret every morning. But what else you should do every morning? What else you do? Behetivo etenerot yaktirenu. When should you be makti the ketoret? When you're being mativ the menorah. Mativ, when you're being improving. Someone I just heard, it was interesting. We're in Chodesh Tevet, and they thought it was the same verb. Behetivo and Tevet, and thought that this was it be a month where we all should be focusing on improvement. It should be every month we should move. Okay. So here it says in the morning, while at night we had verbs of maybe la'lot and maybe ya'aroch, here we're saying in the morning there's a verb of hatava. And then it goes back, the next pasuk goes back to Valot Aron et Anero, Bein Arbayim. Again, it says, that makes sense. So, Alot is a verb that's used more in the evening, Yaktirenu. So you should also do the Ketoret also at night when you're being Male, the Neirot. And you should do the Ketoret from the first pasuk in the morning when you're being mated, the Neirot. So it seems like there is a number of verbs going on with this mitzvah of the candles in the menorah and the Migdash. One other pasuk where it says Perched Daber Al Aram Martela Balotcha. So it goes back to that verb Etenret El Mupnei El Menorah Yeru Shivat Anero. Okay, so
Art scroll.
What?
Baloscha.
What? Say it again. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. So the first, I guess, what I always thought, and I guess is that there's a there's a mitzvah of lighting the candles at night, and in the morning they used to clean out the cups of the menorah, and I always consider that more like a hechsher mitzvah, but the real ikar mitzvah was maybe like lighting at night, and in the morning it was like you cleaned and you prepared for the lighting at night. That's right. Let's see it's here. I brought down the Meiri in source two. And this is Rov HaRishonim. They're going to say that this is going to be... basically, what I said is right, that the Iker Mitzvah... there's a mitzvah of... Well, let's see. It says, V'yesh Mefarshim, Shabbat Shachris, Lo ha'is Hashem hadlaka kal. There's no lighting in the morning. The lighting is only at night. Vafila matzan dolkin. Even if you found in the morning, you came in and the lights were still going, you used to extinguish them, mechaban u'medashlan, and then you would clean it out letzorach erev to prepare for the hadlaka in the evening. Lo ha'isham near dolei kol hayom. So that turns out that at night you lit the menorahs and the light burned all night, but when you came in the morning, if they were already extinguished, that's fine, you just clean them out. But even if they were burning, you extinguished them and you cleaned them and you prepared them, the oil and the wicks, for a new hadlaka the following evening. And that's why, just one second, Shachris is called Hatava, because this is like the cleaning and the pouring in the oil and the wicks and the preparing. And then Arvis, it's called Lahalot Ne'er Tamid, it's a different verb. And it also says, the Miri says that this is now Shtei Mitzvahs Hatava Vala. So not exactly what I said previously, that it's only a Heksha Mitzvah for Hadlaka. It's actually, according to Psukim from Psukim in Shmos, it's where it says Beitivo Aten Erot, that it's a separate Mitzvah that would be the Chiddush of the Torah, that even the cleaning out and pouring in the oil and putting in wicks is a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, and you had the other Mitzvah in the evening of Hadlaka.
So I
didn't want to get into the Ner Maravi, but there would be one, you're right, that would be, according to this, that would be Dalek, all day. But the other ones, if you just looked at the rest of the menorah, if something not the Ner Maravi was lit, you would extinguish it, according to the Eri, and only do the lighting in the evening.
Two words later, it says the word
Arvit, which means in the evening.
In the evening.
Right. Ela Arvit. Okay, so maybe it was only burning again. So, question, we'll leave it up, is was Ner Maravi burning during the day or not? Right. Okay, next source 3, the Sefer Chinuch, is just showing you that he quoted first the Rambam, which we'll get to, but then he was quoting this Shita of the Meiri and other, Rishonim, that Mefarshim Rabim Shahatovi Hi Adishon Akinuach Vatigon HaPtilot, and that's all the cleaning out and setting it up in the morning, Vizuhi Mitzvah Vifnei Atzma. And Hatava is Mitzvah Vifnei Atzma, so you had luck in the evening, and Hatava in the morning. The fourth source, I took it from the Ramban, but I really want to, I'm quoting it in the, because he's quoting the Rashba, so instead of finding, getting it from the Rashba himself, the Truvis Rashba, I got it from this source on the Bar Ilan, and the Rashba is going to have very similar. Really, the mitzvah is in the evening, and it's a mitzvah of hadlaka, and that's the focus. The only difference is going to be, and if in the morning, If those that were not were already extinguished, so you do Hatov in the morning on all those. The only distinction between the Rashba and the Meiri is going to be is what happens if you found the Ner Daluk. So according to the Meiri, even that Ner, you extinguished everything and you did Hatov in the morning on all 7 candles. So the Rashba says, okay, Hatov is in the morning and we should set them all up. But if a candle is still burning, you're going to go ahead and you're going to extinguish it? Actively extinguish a Ner of the menorah? That the Rashba didn't want to do. So he said, no, so everything clean out, if they're able to be cleaned out. If it's burning, just leave it alone. And that means in the evening, right before, then you'll do the cleaning out. So then everything on that one that you didn't do in the morning, and then you'll light them all up fresh new in the evening. So really, again, both of them are saying you're going to light in the evening. The only distinction, and you're going to set up in the morning. The only distinguished was that the Miri said you're going to set everything up in the morning. And the Rashba said, if something is burning, don't extinguish it to set it up. Let it continue burn, and then you'll just set it up. You'll do that hatava in the evening before you do the hadlaka.
Assuming that they lit it at the same time.
Yes.
And assuming that they had the same amount of oil.
Right.
For 365 days.
Okay. Okay. Right.
That they
say
summer,
they put it, right.
The summer, it's a much shorter night.
Right.
So it's always going to be burning early in the morning.
Right. Right. So I think they said that you put in Chatzi Lug, which is the time of Teves, which is the longer evenings.
Longer.
So when you have a shorter evening, when you come in, according to the Rashba, it's still always going to be burning, and you would then just end up doing Hatova. What? You'll do the hatava and maybe in the wintertime in the morning, and in the summertime, you're saying when they found them still burning, you'll do the hatava before the hadlaka. You do the hadlaka before the before you did.
Right.
Okay. So that was the shita of the Rashba. Alma imlo kavsa lo nitashna. You didn't. If it wasn't, extinguished, then you don't do dishun hamenorah in the morning. Ve'eno gaba ela be'erev, and then you only end up doing the dishun in the erev before you would relight them. Alma baboke ena machabe. You wouldn't actively extinguish it. Umedashin ela osin shakavu. You would only do dishun hamenorah and. And hatava on those that were that you found not lit. But in the evening, if it was still lit in the evening, let's say it kept on going, then you would actively, okay, I won't actively put out a light in the morning, let it burn. But now there's a new mitzvah hadlaka. Get it, extinguish it, put in new oils and new wicks and do a new hadlaka in the evening. So again, both of them, the outlook, both the Meiri and the Rashba, the theme of Hatava is really preparation for the following night's Hadlaka. That's the sort of looking, their Hatava is looking forward to the following night's Hadlaka. Okay, so now let's look at so there were two shitas that we said so far. Now let's look at the Rambam, and we'll see. Well, I'll ask you, once we read a few Rambams, I'll ask you what you think the Rambam is saying. And we'll see that there are two ways, to read the Rambam, at least two ways. So, let's start off. But again, just like the Psukim were confusing, I think the Rambam was confusing too. So let's look at the first one in the Sefer HaMitzvos. How does he magdir the mitzvah of menorah in the Migdash? He seems to focus on the hadlaka. He says, "V'mitzvah chafehi shenitztava okanem lahadlik neiris tamid lifnei Hashem." So under the word lahadlik, he does say though a little further on, "Zuhi mitzvahs hatavas haneiros." Then he switches down later in the mitzvah again. And he uses the word hatava, but he starts off by saying the first focus seems to be madlik the neiros. That's the nature of the mitzvah. The Rambam, and also in his Koteret, what?
And he only counts one mitzvah.
And he only counts one mitzvah. The Rambam, in the Koteret, the headline, Hilchas Tmidim Musafim. Before the Rambam goes into the halachas, he always gives the headline of what mitzvos there are going to be in this Sefer. So in Sefer Tmidim Musafim, he says the following. He says, Hilchas Tmidim Musafim, there are 19 mitzvos. 18 of them are mitzvos asay, one is a mitzvos los asay. He starts listing them, and then he says, what is the mitzvah? Fundamental, lahadlik neirot b'chol yom. When it came to menorah, again, he was focusing the Rambam on the hadlaka in the Koteret. However, when you go further on in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, and you start looking inside the Anach Hazaka, so you look at Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, we're going to Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. So if in the first two sources we said the Rambam was focusing a little bit more on the Hadlaka, how does he start off Halacha Yud? Dishun HaMenorah V'Hatavot HaNeirot Baboko Vena Ba'ayim Mitzvah Saseh. He starts focusing nothing on the Hadlaka, and right away now he's focusing on the more acts of Hatava, cleaning it out and preparing the pouring in the oil and the wicks. That is the Mitzvah Saseh. And then Shenema Yerochaso Aron Banav, and then he does mention Hadlaka, but he's mentioning Hadlaka sort of as a side thing. Hadlaka Senera is Dochet the Shabbos. Lighting the candles is Dochet the Shabbos, and Atum and the Karbonos Shekavulahem Zman Shenema Los Ner Tamid. He mentions that the lighting of the candles is you can even do this on you do it on Shabbos. It's even Dochet Shabbos.
But he's. Amarta mila chazal b'anglit, but amarta v'zoi mitzvat haaseh.
Where did I say? Mitzvah sase. He just says mitzvah sase.
Okay.
So you want to say he's focusing on the hadlaka, that is the mitzvah, and the hatava and the nera, dishun umanorva, doesn't know baboko benabai, mitzvah sase, you want to say is also, you're reading it is also, but the focus is the.
Right.
It's a mamash, it's not a hechsher mitzvah. Right. So the only difference would be the Meiri and the Rashba thinks it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Rambam says, no, it's not a hechsher mitzvah, I'll agree that, but it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's the mitzvah subsumed under the mitzvah of hadlakas haneiros. Okay, let's see if that is what he's saying. Then he says in halacha yud aleph, he just wants to say that when you inaugurate the menorah for the first time, that had to be done with the hadlaka shivas neros bein arbaim. It had to be done with the hadlaka of in the evening. And let's just leave it like that. And we'll contrast that to the hadlaka in the morning. Because we'll see that the Rambam is also going to add what we didn't see in the previous we shown him. There's going to be a hadlaka in the morning from halacha yud bed. Let's look at halacha yud bed. Mahu dishun hamenorah. What is this cleaning out of the psolet and what is dishun hamenorah? What does it entail? So he says kol ner shekava. If the ner was extinguished, you find it not lit. It's off. So what do you do? Meisir ha'psila v'chol Hashem shabaner. You remove any remaining oil and the wick, right? U'makancho, and you wipe it out, right? V'nosu u'psila acheres. You put in a new wick and you put in new oil. B'midashu chatzilug. We mentioned that before. We said it's a chatzilug to last even through the long nights of winter. V'zeshu hisir, and what you took away, all the dirt, that you removed from the cups. Okay, so that's what you do with all the waste. Okay, and this is Dishon HaMenorah, cleaning it all out. Now what did I like? Umadlik ner shekava. And then you light a ner that went out. Right? Vehidlik vahadlak. And then he says something else. Vahadlakos neiros hi atavasan. And the lighting of the... Is this go well or not go well? Didi, with what you said. But glokos haneiros, and the lighting of the neiros, hi hatavatan, that is the hatava. It sounds like more that the hatava is the ikar, and the hadlak is being subsumed under hatava, possibly. But glokos haneiros, hi hatavatan, because that made me, it sounded like more like he continued from halacha yud. Let's focus now on the hatava and the dishun, and where did halacha go? So he wants to say, hadlakos haneiros, hi hatavatan. So it's that's weird. V'ner shematzu shelo kava metakno. So I said this. So what does it seem according to the Rambam? Let's see what according to the Rambam. You're madlik a ner that went out, but a ner that didn't go out, you just keep it going. You're metaking it. Maybe you clean it up with, as the following. So what would you say would happen according to the Rambam in the morning? You come along, and if a ner is still burning. So he said, "V'ner shematzul shalokava matakno." All you would do is maybe the Rashi just said, "Don't extinguish it." Maybe according to the Rambam, you would actually matak in it. You would add a little bit to it, to keep it going. What about a ner that was kava? He said, "Umadlik ner shakava." So that we didn't see before, though. So the Rambam says not only something about lighting at night, he's saying, he's the first one that's saying that there's going to be a lighting in the morning. So if you came across a the light and it was extinguished, you're going to be madlik that ner. And if you came across it and it's still burning, you're going to, and it was still burning, then you're going to just be metaking it. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, what if that's happening in the morning?
Means that it went out in the middle of the night.
Okay.
There's still oil left.
Okay.
So now you may have a technical problem. What do you do with that oil?
Uh-huh. So you're saying in those...
You can't throw it out.
Okay.
It might be muktash. You can't throw it out.
Right. So he's saying the whole lighting... So the whole lighting is just to use up an oil that you have nothing to do with. Even though other oils, the dirt, you were able to put... You know, the Dishun HaMenorah and put on the side of Mizbeah. But if you had more something more substantial, you're saying...
Once it burns out itself in the end, it's always right.
Something. So that you're allowed to that you're allowed to do. But you thought that... I never saw this. I mean, I have to think about it. I haven't seen anybody say it. But maybe that oil was somehow Asoban. You needed to do something with it, so might as well relight it. But the whole focus of the relighting is just to really... There's no mitzvah of hadlak in the morning, and it's really just to... To burn up the oil, to use up the oil in a mechubed way. I haven't seen it, but
you said that it's during the night.
Uh huh. Well, you're coming. I was saying that you took it in the morning, right? Right.
So if it goes out in the middle of the night, then you light it in the middle of the night.
Okay, it could be. I was looking at reading it in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think most people read the Rambam as and understood the Rambam that there is a hadlak in the morning for those that went out. And the ones that didn't go out, you just continue and you're mataking it. But there is a hadlaka on those, you even do everything. You're actually dishun hamenorah. You actually, hatava saneris. In the morning, you if it went out, you would clean it out, add more oil, add a wick, and light it. That's what you would do in the morning, according to the Rambam. So the question is, what would you do?
Rambam wants a menorah that dulekit kol hazman.
Excellent, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Excellent. Yes.
In terms of the Tamid, yes. Let's say regarding Hatala versus Hadlaka,
yeah.
It's not clear just from reading the Torah, as you pointed out, that Hatala means cleaning.
Right.
Hatala is not cleaning.
That
it's very vague what Hatala means.
Right.
Rambam keeps saying that Hadlakata hi Hatavata.
Right.
He's not distinguishing between cleaning versus lighting.
Right.
He's saying that how do we understand the word Hatava in the Torah, the Hativa of that?
Right.
It's the process of lighting, including the lighting. Like
right.
In the Sefer HaMitzvot, he said, the Zoi Mitzvah Hatava LaYorah.
Right.
What is Hatava in the Torah?
Right.
It means the process of lighting.
Right. So you would do La Lot Ner Tamid and you would light at night. And Hatava in the morning, you would light in the morning if it went out. If it didn't go out, you would just be metaken it to keep it burning. What would you do at night? But what would you do, everyone? Here's now the machloket. What are you going to say?
Which fits with halacha yud.
Yeah.
He says,
okay, that there is hatava.
The beinar bayim is only the halacha, really.
Okay, so now he's saying that
if you say that hatava neirot v'dishan amarot, he's saying, is part of that is halacha.
Right.
Then the Rambam
Ubeir Arbayim. Right. So you don't even have Hatava. Right. So he extends Hatava not only during the morning, but Hatava even in the evening. And if Hatava. And if Hatava.
Only if you need it.
Okay, if you need it. Okay. Because if it, so how would you. Okay.
Somebody might.
Mm-hmm. In the evening. In the evening. So let me ask you, if that was in the morning, the Rambam, the one we're talking about, the Rambam saying in the morning, if the Nair is still burning, metakin it, keep it going. If the nair went out, then I want you to put in more oil, new wick, and relight it. Relight it in the morning. That's what I want you to do. But madlik nair shakava, and you should relight an air. I want to say because I wanted to say it was also after dishun hamenorah that you added, and you also bo psila acheret b'shemen acher b'midah chatzilug, right? And umadlik nair shakava. So I want to say. I want to say that you do add oil and a new wick and you relight it. If that's all happening in the morning, now I want to say there's two ways to understand what does the Rambam do at night. Okay, what would the Rambam do at night? Would the Rambam say at night, somehow I would say at night, well, I'll leave it up to you. What do you think the Rambam says at night? Or give me one of two possibilities. Or what do you think? Right. Okay. Okay. So if you want to say it's otodavar in the morning, this is going to be the grizz, and it's going to say the otodavar that you did in the morning, you're going to do at night. Meaning, if you found it burning, just be meitiv it. Because he doesn't make any real distinction between morning and night. So he would say, if at night it was still burning, don't extinguish it and relight it. Just be meitiv it to keep it going. And if it went out, okay, so that's when you would pour more oil, put a new wick, and relight it. So then he would say there's no distinction between morning and evening, according to Didi and the Grizz. And when the Rambam said in the morning, you keep those that are lit going, or you relight if it went out, that would be the same halacha at night. You keep it going if it's lit, and you only relight it if it went out. That would be the grizz. What about someone else? That's not going to be the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah is going to say there is a distinction between the morning and night. In the morning, if it's lit, we'll give something to keep it going. But at night, what are you going to... At night, he's going to... Lechem Mishnah says, no. This is a mitzvah hadlaka at night. If it's still lit at night, I don't get... in the morning, we kept it going. But at night, you're going to have to be mechabe'it and then relight all the menorah at night. Even the Rambam is going to... that's the Rambam. So when he was saying this in the morning, umadlik ner shakava, and umner shematzu shalokava matakno, that was only in the morning. But a ner shematzu shalokava in the evening, that you're going to put out, and you're going to relight them all. This difference between if that's how the Lechem Mishnah understands the Rashba, so the Rambam, it's still though when you do in the morning. We said the Rashba and the Meiri in the morning was very focused on the next evening. They say you do Hatava for the next evening. The Rambam, when you did Hatava in the morning, when you came across a something and it wasn't, it was either burning but you were mativ it, or you added water and you relit it, basically he's looking at, people want to explain, he's trying to continue the burning from the lighting from the night before. So you lit it the night before, you came in the morning, so you're being mativ it to keep it stronger, make it keep up going, and if it went out, you pour something, and to continue the lighting that was the night before. However, according to the Lechem Mishnah, at night, you would relight them all. That would be the Lechem Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. However, the Grizz's understanding of the Rambam would be there's no distinction between morning and night, and even at night, if it's still burning, you're not going to relight it, you're just going to be metaking it and keep it going. Yeah. Okay.
התורה עשתה הבדל בכל זאת, זה קשה להסביר בדיוק מה התורה רוצה, אבל התורה עשתה הבדל בין להעלות לבין להיטיב. היא לא יכלה להשתמש באותה מילה כל הזמן, והיא לא השתמשה. זה אחד. ושתיים, בכל זאת התורה מדברת על מערב עד בוקר. זה שבבוקר יש פעולת המשך כזו או אחרת, בסדר. אבל להגיד שבכלל אין הבדל, זה אותו דבר כל הזמן, זה...
Okay. You have to look at the psukim a little bit more carefully. Okay, so now, if those four things, and that's what quoted 9, I quoted in the Minchas Asher, he quoted the Grizz, B'Sushar Masechas Yuma, he says, because of Gam Badlaka Ben Harbayim, even in the evening, the Eino Mechabe Etanei Rot, Shematzon Dolkim. If they were being Dolek, you're not going to extinguish it to relight it, but according to the Grizz, you do the same thing like you did in the morning, and if it's still lit, you just keep it going. So they pointed out that maybe in the Meiri you could find all four shitos, and that would be source 10. And the first shita would be the Rashba, which said that really the hadlak is in at night, of course, but in the morning. Be mativ anything that went out, and but don't extinguish something that's still burning. Matzam shakavu, if you found the ones that went out in the morning, medashan minichan ad ha'erev, then you would set it up for the evening. Choose man hadlaka, because the evening is when you light. Lakol v'im hayu dolkin, but if it was or still burning, מוכתן. Right? What? Oh, so I mean, it wasn't, I don't know what it means. And then, ul'erev, I thought it meant let it continue. Ul'erev, mechabam, umadashin madlikin. And then only at night, if it, you found it still burning, that's when you would be mechaba it and dish add more oil and relight it. Shebechol erev erev mitzvah halakha b'kulam. And then maybe the next one, according to Rav Reish, the next one in the Meiri was the Griz, where I underlined Hatava Babokva Hatava Be'erev Veshachas Arvis Shavim Ba, and they were exactly the same. The next one, Vayesh Meforshim, the next paragraph we said was the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah was the one that said in the morning, right, if it's will keep the light going, or will, if the ones that went out, we're going to relight those that went out. However, in the evening, of course, if you found it in the evening, if it was still going, that you would definitely need a hadlak in the evening. Vayesh Meforshim Sheba Erev Haisasham Hadlaka Gemura. In the evening, there's a distinct, you know, you had to light everything in the evening. That's how we want to say in the Lechem Mishnah. Nesina Shemin, v'nesina Shemin, v'hi akruah ha'allah. Uva boker, ein sham ela tikun. The ones that were burning, you can be metakin. Ela shemalik osim shikavu. But you would light the ones that went out. But at, you know, and that's how we want to say maybe the Lechem Mishnah read the Rambam. And the last one was the Meiri that said, no, in the morning you just started, you know, you were mated everything in the morning, and at night you would madlik everything. There's no lighting in the morning. Even if you actually found it burning, you would actually extinguish it. And then do dishon and of the menorah in preparation for the future lighting the next coming night. Ella ma'aravit, I think that would be the ner ma'aravi. And that's why in the morning it's called hatava, and that's why at night it's called ha'allah. Different verbs. Umano also mishnei mitzvos hatava v'allah. Okay, so that was seems to be a summary of the four shitas that we had until now.
According to the third shita, then the candles are burning the whole day.
Correct.
When they go out in the morning.
Yes, you would add one and then relight them. Correct.
You put them out at night to relight.
And then if it's if it went out, if it's still going, you would add more to keep it going, and you would right. And if it went out, then you would relight it at night. But
it keeps going. Then you have to put it out.
You wouldn't put it out. You wouldn't put it out and relight. According to the Grizz, all you would do is add some oil to keep it going, but you would not extinguish it and relight it. The Lechem Mishnah would say at night, yes, extinguish it and relight it if you found it. But according to the Grizz's understanding of the Rambam, you wouldn't extinguish anything. If it's still lit, you would just add some oil to keep it going. Okay. So, if the Rambam, I think, what did I want to focus on here? Let me just give me a second for what I wanted to focus on. So here it says, if we said in the Rambam, in the Halacha Yud Bet, he says, Hadlaka Saneiros Hi Hatava San. So he seems to equate Hadlaka and Hatava. He seems to equate the two. But the next sources seem to say there's a distinction between Hatava and Hadlaka. Because it mentions that if a Zar did, the Rambam quotes, that if a Zar did Hatava, so maybe he wouldn't get Misa, but he gets Malkus. And a Zar is not allowed to do Hatava, it's an avoda, and you can't, and you're not allowed to do it. So, umetiv efaneros, if a zar was metiv the neros, afa pisha nifsalu, varehu muzhar, al kol ele, veloke, enochayv misa. He wants to say, because certainly the only thing for misa, it had to be the final avoda, the final act in the avoda, and maybe metiv, there's still other things that have to be done afterwards, and therefore you're not, it's forbidden, and you're going to get malchus, but you're not going to get misa until it's really the last act of that process. So, but you see very clearly that a zar is not allowed to do hatava. However, what occurred, and so therefore, if we said hatava and hadlaka, it should be the same, or, you know, hatava zuhi hadlaka neiros hi hatavatan, then, and we thought they were the same. How do you explain the following Rambam? The following Rambam, source 12, in Hilchos Bias Migdash Perak Teth Halacha Zayin, says, v'chein hadlaka saneiros k'sheira bizarim. he says a zar can light the candles, and he gives the heichetim. So how is he going to go into a heichal? A zar is not allowed to go into a heichal. Lefichach im heitiv hakohen et hanerot. The kohen did the hatava, like we said in the previous halacha, in the source. A non-kohen is not allowed to do the hatava. So a kohen does the hatava, and then he brings the menorah right up to where you're allowed to stand. Then he wants to say that the zar then can light the candles. So I was trying to bring bring from here that it seems to see one source we said hadlakas aneris hiatavatan. It seems like the Rambam is putting them together, and here we see in the Rambam that there's a distinction between hatava and hadlaka. Hatava is also bazar, while hadlaka would be mutter bazar. So the Rambam is basing this on a Gemara where it says hadlaka lava vodahi. That was in Yuma Daf Chav Dalet. So therefore, when he said hadlaka lava vodahi, the Rambam was explaining it that it can even be done, let's say, b'chutz, and it can even be done with the zar. Where did I want to go from here? So I wanted to say, so how do you explain this Rambam, really, of this hadlaka seneris hiya tavatan? Remember, we saw certain Rambams that focused on hadlaka. And then we saw other Rambams that were saying, we started off with the dishun, and then we started seeing one Rambam at the end of the Rambam, which tried to put the two together. So I thought it was a little confusing. So I'll try to give two mahalchin. One mahalach. Let's go to the source 15, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was bothered by this, and what does that phrase mean, hadlakason, who, vadlakasen eris hiatavason? So he wanted to make a distinction between the maisa mitzvah and the totsah of the mitzvah. And we always thought, according, now the mitzvah might be lighting the menorah, and therefore it's a question: if lighting a menorah is the mitzvah, how could it be kasher bazar? How could it be kasher b'chutz? It's a little difficult. So according to the Reb Chaim, he wants to be magde the mitzvah. It's not the lighting of the menorah; it's not the mitzvah, but having a lit menorah standing there, in the heichal, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have neros doluk in the heichal. And once he said the mitzvah is to have neros doluk in the heichal, then he thought it de-emphasized the hadlaka. The hadlaka is not the main thing, but it's the totsah of having the neros doluk, that is the mitzvah. And once you de-emphasize the hadlaka, and we said hadlaka is lavavodi, you were able to get in the zar and the chutz and things like that. So let's look in source 15. He says, the Reb Chaim says, Ein ha-mitzvah be'etzem maisa ha-adlaka, ki im de'ikor mitzvasu hushiyu ha-neiras dolkin tamid. I'm going to give another answer, not like Reb Chaim, which I like a lot. So, dolkin tamid. And therefore, he thought, because there's an issue with the Rambam, the Reb Chaim, the issue with Reb Chaim is, it's a little difficult, because why would you still say hatava and the and those things? Those excellent. So that's the question on that's the question of Chaim. If you want to say that hatava is an avoda and hatava is a pasul bazar and all those, those are the things that you need to get the menorah burning, in the mikdash. So what? But those would be par kosher. But the hadlaka is going to be okay with azar. All of those steps seem to sort of be preparing for the menorah. He wanted to. He said, "Imkain, look."
And then for the rest of the
like, correct,
the rest of,
right.
The rest of history.
Right. Right. Excellent. Right. So therefore, what?
So
there's
no
kosher
can't have luck because
there's
no
luck. Okay. If it was
mechabel, in theory, this only had some.
Right. Well, I thought that
luck wasn't in the mitzvah.
Yeah.
I think
it's the difficulty is, and I think people try, is then what the distinction that the Gemara makes between hatava and hadlaka, that hatava would be asa bazar and the hadlaka would not be, that the hatava is an avoda but the hadlaka is not. So that's a very hard distinction. Some people in source 14, maybe in the base of Bechira, how can they answer that distinction? Maybe one way to answer that distinction is hatava is a real maisa. You're actually pouring oil in. You're actually putting in a new wick. According to the base of Bechira in 14, I underlined shadlaka ena avodah she'ena nosin davar sheish bo mamish. I didn't contend. So he wants to say there is davar sheish b'mamish in putting in oil. There's a davar sheish b'mamish in putting in a wick. But if I just put a little flame next to another flame, it sort of happens by itself. And the flame is very ephemeral. I agree with you. So let me give another answer. That's one answer to try to maybe say it, but I'm still having a difficulty. I think we're all having difficulty. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Right.
Right. But I said, but if I underline, he said, I thought he would ain't ha mitzvah be'etza maisa hard laka, ki im de'ika mitzvah so hushi yu haner is dolkin tamid. So he seems to say that the mitzvah is that the candles should be lighting, but not, but be lit. But the lighting or anything else doesn't seem to be the part of the, you know, the mitzvah. The real mitzvah, the mitzvah is to have it to be lit. Someone's going to say just the opposite. I thought, and I heard this in the OL, I heard this from Rav, who was the guy, Rav Einhorn. He was giving a chabura.
He's the and, Ol Moshe.
And he quoted the Ol Moshe. He said the Ol Moshe is, did he say who the Ol Moshe was? I'm sorry. I have to do it. He wrote a sefer called the Ol Moshe, and he wanted to said that the mitzvah, I'll say, is actually flipped it all 180 degrees. I came into the shir, and I thought that the mitzvah is hadlaka, and really the hatava and the dishun is maybe like a hechsher mitzvah for the hadlaka. He wanted to say the whole mitzvah is do it, not like the Reb Chaim says, the mitzvah is to have the ner burning. No, the mitzvah is to prepare the menorah in such a way that it should be burning continuously. But it's not the burning continuously, the totza'ah, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is making sure, doing all the actions to make sure that the menorah burns continuously. So that means, how do you make sure a menorah burns continuously? You add oil to it, you fix its wick, and you light it. That's what he's saying. Lighting is the last stage of hatava. The mitzvah is hatava, and dishin. That is the mitzvah. When he says, hadlaka hi hatava san, because hadlaka is the last stage of to make sure that all that the menorah is lit constantly, but it's so the having it lit in the stage, that's okay. That's it. What we want, but the mitzvah is not the hadlaka. The mitzvah is the hadlaka, you know, but it's the last stage. Really, it's keep everything, it's doing anything you can to keep these neiros burning tamid, adding oil, fixing the wick, and then eventually at the end, you know, lighting it too. But the lighting is not even so it's. Right. So the question was, he wanted to say,
right,
so the question
was, lighting should be the easiest part.
But the question was, if so, why is Hatava still not good with the, you know, can't be done with the Tzar, and Hadlaka can? So he wanted to explain, either Shein B'mamish, like we wanted to say before, or actions, how do you show that you want to keep this thing burning continuously? If I light a candle, no one knows. I'm not showing by me lighting a candle. Maybe I only want it to go on for an hour. You know, I want it to go on for a half hour and then burn out. I want it to go for an hour and then burn out. Just by me lighting, it doesn't show that I want this going continuously. But if I have a nair there and I'm adding oil to it and I'm fixing its wick, those are actions that show that I want to continue the nair continuously. So he said those actions that show that I want to maybe can make it continuously show, you know, that's going to be a voda, and that would not be kosher with a tzar. But maybe hadlaka, even though it's part of the mitzvah, but maybe not be an avoda. So he was making a very fine clean that hadlaka is the last stage of the mitzvah. So it is a mitzvah part of it because it helps keep it go, you know, shows that it continuing, but it doesn't by its action really show as an avoda because you're not there. Okay, so if you hear it.
Stretch, the mitzvahs have tava, that's the avoda.
Right, right. So if you read the Rambams again, if you read the Rambams, maybe that's, you know, maybe the mitzvah, let's go back, right, maybe mitzvah is the tava going lahad, like he was focusing maybe on the last action of hatava, V'zuhi mitzvah hatovas haneros. But the mitzvah really is hatovas. Dishon amanova hatovas haneros. That is the erev avoker. That's the mitzvah saseh. And that is the mitzvah saseh. And hadlaka saneros hi hatavatan, meaning hadlaka is subsumed on the hatava because it's the last action of hatava. It's the last action that you do. The mitzvah is doing everything to keep it burning tamid. So that's how I wanted people want to explain the Rambam. I think we're going to stop here. And that was the mitzvah of Neiros in the Migdash.